Alderman-at-Large Dennis Moon is one of those aldermen. He says the council hasn't seen any business plans that convince him to approve a development agreement.
We're committing a lot of money, and it seems to be a very vague agreement.
By a lot of money, he means $200,000 from the city. That money would help Trotter Contracting buy the building from Gatehouse Media. It would also be used to help clean up the interior and put a new roof on the building. Trotter would put a minimum of another $205,000 towards the project. About half of that would be for a market study. Fifth Ward Alderman Clay Hinderleiter is in favor of spending the money. He fears the building could become an eyesore.
We're doing $2.5 to $3.5 million improvement to downtown, and we're going to have this ugly thing sitting over there just right.
Ultimately, the council voted 5-2 to approve the agreement. Moon and Don Wynn were opposed. Lou Gilbert abstained. The Mason County Housing Authority will work with Trotter to renovate the Lemoyne. I'm Chris Lovingood, Tri-State's Public Radio News.